Last week we began our walk through the book of Ephesians. We read verses 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We looked at the issue of our holiness being derivative of our position in Christ because of the work of Christ. Paul continues with this next verse, verse 3, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." This single verse carries such impact for us. First, it says that God has blessed us in the heavenly realms. In other words, our blessing has already happened. When Christ paid the price for us and was glorified in his resurrection, when we believed and when we joined in spirit with him, our blessing was already offered. It goes on to say that he has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing is complete in us in Christ. Every spiritual blessing in Christ. This is absolutely fantastic to think that everything that Christ has to offer, everything that God has to offer, is already present with us, in us, available for us. That it has been ordained for us, it has been given to us, and all we have to do to receive it is to be willing to accept this gift and to allow the Holy Spirit to grow it in us, that we would understand the blessings, that we would use those blessings. Every spiritual blessing God has worked in us to completion. It is up to us to appropriate it, to use it, to live in it. This leads me to wonder, are we each day expressing our thanks, our gratitude, our joy, that everything available for us has been given to us? Are we living like those who are complete in every spiritual blessing, filled with joy and wonder, knowing that whatever the circumstance, that God is at work, and that we can take any circumstance and bring it to him and ask him to show us how our blessing works within this circumstance, to complete in our hearts the joy and the praise and the wonder that we have already been designated to take part in every spiritual blessing. I know that there are times when circumstance brings me down. Circumstance seems to defeat my sense of completeness in Christ. It would be my prayer for myself, and therefore for all the listeners, that God would keep me aware of these blessings, that he would teach me in every circumstance how to apply my blessings, how to live in that joy, how to live in that excitement, how to live in the power of resurrection. This doesn't mean that every circumstance is going to be wonderful or easy. We still live in the world. We still battle the problems of the world. But we have an edge. In our toolbox are all of the spiritual blessings that God has for us complete in Christ. And so it's my prayer that as we begin a new year, we would begin a new life. A life of recognizing our spiritual blessings and applying them in every circumstance. Have a great day.